Well, as I said, you are listening to Ireland Life, and to kick it off, we have Rhiannon here from the library, and she's going to talk to us about books. Good morning. Right, you'll need to say good morning again.
Oh, good morning.
Yes. So, what's been happening at the library in the holidays?
Well, we've had some extremely successful events for children these holidays. We had two Master Builder workshops where participants got to create their own stop-motion animation movies. And then we had the Sea Trash, Sea Fashion event with the EcoFest, which was also very successful. The participants created some gorgeous wallets, which we've got a picture of up on our Facebook page. And then we had on Wednesday the Potter Potions Pandemonium, and that was a big open event for as many people as wanted to turn up. And we had 150 kids and adults turn up for that, and it was absolutely amazing. They were all so good, so focused, so into it, and we all had a ball.
That'd be like a queue round the corner.
There was a big queue, and they were so good queuing when they were waiting for their potion ingredients. So they got to, we started off getting them into the spirit of Harry Potter and ideas about potions. And then they got to design their potions, choosing up to six ingredients from our list. And then they got to actually make their potions, which was heaps of fun. They really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's wonderful, because Harry Potter is still very popular.
Very popular, yeah, absolutely. And I did also want to talk briefly about a couple of things that are coming up, if that's all right.
Yeah, not a problem.
Cool. So we've got, at the moment, the Waiheke Book Festival is on. So if you haven't booked yourself in for any of those events, do come along to the library today and take a look at the brochure and get involved in that festival. But we've also got at the library, in conjunction with that festival, the installation of poetry throughout the artworks courtyard. So if you want to contribute a poem about some aspect of water, it can be absolutely anything to do with water. It can be your appreciation of, our relationship with water on Waiheke, or anything to do with animals that live in water, or whatever you feel like expressing about water, and come along, get your poem down on the banner material, and it will go and be part of that installation throughout the courtyard.
And so,
I was just going to say, if you've already contributed a poem, then come along and find it.
So that's all those strips of paper,
yes.
I see all around the place.
Yeah.
I think there's even some outside now on the road edge.
Yes, that's right. It's cascading all the way through the courtyard to commemorate the stream that used to run through the artworks courtyard. So it's a lovely, lovely installation.
Isn't there a part of in the pavement there?
Yes.
A symbolic.
Yes, exactly. So that the design in the concrete in the courtyard is to commemorate that stream as well.
Well, great.
Mm.
So
that poetry installation, lots of fun to take part in that. And we had over 200 poems contributed from the two schools. So if any of the children from the schools have contributed towards that, they should come along and find their poems. The other thing I just wanted to mention briefly was on Sunday, so tomorrow at 11 a.m, we're very privileged to have a special storyteller who's come all the way from Taiwan. Tanya Batt has brought him along with her. Yes, Uncle Fat, exactly. So Uncle Fat, who's come all the way from Taiwan, will be giving us a special free storytelling at 11 a.m. tomorrow in the library. So do come along to hear that storytelling. It's going to be heaps of fun.
Oh, that'd be marvellous, because anyone that Tanya Batt brings along has got to be good.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, when we talked about Harry Potter before, that's going to lead us on to
some books.
What we talked about, some books that we talked on Friday, I think, about some books that you've read one of them, I think.
I've read both of them, actually.
Oh, good on you.
Yep. J.K. Rowling is definitely one of my favourite authors. I've read all of the Harry Potter books. I read a lot of them as read-alouds to my daughter. But an amazing writer, inspirational writer, and she's made such a huge difference to the reading of children of several generations. Now, well, not several generations, but you know what I mean. It's several For years, she's had a huge impact on children's reading and has changed a lot of assumptions that we had about the sorts of books that children would want to read. So she's been amazing for children, and now she's decided to branch out into writing for adults. And she has started a crime series, which she's writing under the name of Robert Galbraith. And her reasons for using a pseudonym are probably various. I suspect there might have been a little interest in stepping away from the fantasy genre and giving herself a chance to make a new name for herself in crime writing. And maybe also a little bit of curiosity to see, you know, if she'd be really popular with a pseudonym without her famous name attached to the books. She was, of course, outed, however, unfortunately, by, I believe, a lawyer from her own law firm. So, yeah, it was a little bit of a controversy there for her. But, of course, once she was associated with the name, generated even more interest. So I'm sure in the long run it's all worked out for the best. But she is still writing under Robert Galbraith. The first book, The Cuckoo's Calling, I read a little while ago and I just loved it. I do like crime writing as one of my types of reading. It's probably not my favourite genre, but I like the old-fashioned, if you like, kind of crime writing, not the ones that have got all of these gory, horrific, nasty details in them so much, but more the Agatha Christie style, where you've got heaps and heaps of red herrings and you're turning page after page going, I've got no idea who did it and I really want to know. And you kept guessing right until the last page. And I have to say that Robert Galbraith, or J.K. Rowling, has definitely achieved that. And with The Cuckoo's Calling came as a complete surprise who the perpetrator of the murder actually was. So The Cuckoo's Calling is set in a very adult world, in a very real world in the UK. And it's about woman she's a model, so she's very much in the limelight, and she falls to her death. We're trying to work out how that happened and why. And the detective that she's created for the series, Cormoran Strike, is a very interesting character in himself. He's a war veteran. He's a large man, but he is also crippled. He has a prosthetic leg. So he's kind of in his crime investigations, he's very intelligent. He's got that background of investigation through the work he did with the army. But he's got his limitations as well. You know, when it comes to chasing after criminals, he's got that prosthetic leg that causes him problems. So it's really, he's a very interesting character, and you become as interested in the detective and his growing relationship with his assistant as you are in the actual solving of the crime itself. So it's that very much character-driven plot and very clever that we expected from J.K. Rowling, having read the Harry Potter series, but taken into this new genre with great success. So really enjoyable.
Just a couple of things.
Yeah.
She did get some reviews done before she was outed.
Right.
It wasn't by a librarian. It was by the lawyer, yeah.
Oh, so
I was thinking, is it a librarian that outed her?
No.
She got some quite good reviews,
yes,
though, didn't she, before
yes.
that
And
time.
I think, you know, personally, this is just my own opinion, but I think maybe she kind of wanted to get the chance to prove herself as a writer again without that fame attached to her name. So it was good that she did get that opportunity before the world found out that it was actually her writing these books.
It was interesting because her name would sell
absolutely
anything.
Yeah, I would believe so.
So she moved away from that, and it was a brave move.
Yes.
But I think to move from Harry Potter to the crime world, there had to be something that had to be put in the middle of it.
Absolutely.
And that change of name.
Yeah.
Does she ever say how she chose that name?
I'm not sure. I didn't actually investigate that, but it would be interesting. Yeah. I mean, obviously, when she wrote under J.K. Rowling, she was advised by her publishers to write without it being entirely clear whether she was a male or a female, which is why she used the initials. And that was because they felt that boys wouldn't be so interested in reading a book that was written by a woman. However, of course, the world knew she was J.K. Yeah. Rowling was a woman, and the series has been just as popular with boys as girls, despite that. So, you know, I don't know whether they were right about that. To be honest,
really don't know those publishers. They think they know.
Yeah.
I think the thing is her readership, say the younger part of it. Mm. I don't know whether you could ever work that out. I mean, they're changeable. They've got all sorts of things. They're different ages and they've got different maturities and things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were more interested in the story.
Absolutely. A good storyteller. And that is what she is. She's an excellent storyteller. And that shows in these books as well. Now, the second one that came out, which has come out quite recently, it just came out this year, is called The Silkworm. And that has quite a controversial focus for its topic, and it may not be to some people's tastes. So she has gone a little bit more into that slightly grotesque side of crime with this one. I will say no more. It may shock a few people, but I actually enjoyed this one as well. I thought it was extremely well written, and again, the red herrings kept me guessing all the way through, and the development of the detective's character was very satisfying as well. So I highly recommend Robert Galbraith, and I'll be interested to see where she takes the series from there.
Thank you. I always enjoy our talks because I think of other things. I just suddenly thought I must go home and Google red herring and see where that came from.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's something we use and we all know what it means.
Yes.
But I wondered where it really came from.
Yes, absolutely. Red I'm sure herrings. My dad would have been able to tell me. But
yeah, I'm sure my
I've
dad
forgotten.
Could have. Yeah, I don't. If I've ever known, I've forgotten.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
The two books again and the author, just so...
The two books we've spoken about were The Cuckoo's Calling and The Silkworm, both by Robert Galbraith, otherwise known as J.K. Rowling. And also that event tomorrow is Uncle Fat at the library at 11 a.m. A storyteller that Tanya Batt has brought all the way from Taiwan who will be giving a wonderful storytelling in the library.
Yeah, and it's billed as a free family event.
Absolutely.
And it's just a great place. The library is so big now to be able to do. Think of trying to do all those Banneth poetry things you had before. You're hard pressed to get them all around. Now it's just wonderful.
It's looking great in the courtyard. So do come along and look at those poems as well.
Great. Well, wonderful to have you in.
And
we'll see you again. I'll be seeing you again second Saturday in November.
Okay.
It's getting close to Christmas.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.